the thing I surprised you with the most about this visit is that we always ask a guest if there is some off-the-wall cover that they'll do for us that they either do in a sound check or for laughs. And you came up with one that interested me. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, I was, you know, you told me a couple days ago that you like to have your artists do covers. And I, like I said, I write so much and I have so much material and usually my sets are 45 minutes and I hardly ever do covers. So I just thought, well, what would I do? And I said, this one is a good one. I'll just do a folky rendition of it.
That's what'll make it.
Should I say what it is?
What'll make it special. Play it and we'll talk.
Okay.
Keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you've given me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worrying about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me. Solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I got nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow this swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I got nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light. And my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I got nothing to do. Don't tell me I got nothing to do. Don't tell me.
Are you kidding me? As recently as your arrival today, you weren't sure. I can always tell. I can always tell when a guest is not quite buying into my thought. But you did exactly what makes that segment work best, which is to take something either very familiar or vaguely familiar to us and turn it inside out. I would say if you dropped that into your set, it would set the place wild.
You know, I kind of grew on me. I started, it really did. I was practicing. It kind of grew on me. I was like, this is an eerie, folky rendition of that cheery Statler Brothers song, but the lyrics are really talking about the shopping carts and mental illness. I mean, that those lyrics are connects, deep.
Yeah.
They're deep.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for me, the like lyrics are so paramount. So if I can take a song where you can like, you know, strip it down and just the lyrics really, you know, take front center stage. I like that.
Well, you told me a different story. You said that was from the lost episode of The Honeymooners. where Ed Norton actually played that song for Alice, and it was never seen before. Isn't that what you told me?
Not me.
Yeah, it wasn't me. Was it you?
Are you making that up?
No, of course not.
Fred's a storyteller, too.
No, not at all.
Norton.
I thought that's where that... Okay, maybe...
Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to record that.
Yeah.
You got to record
that. Okay, all right.
It's a deal.
Yes, sir.